Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Doug Obey. Doug is a certified financial planner, emeritus, and the author of Money and the Human Condition. And that means he's really smart, all that. And he's our good friend, Doug. Thanks again for hanging out with us. You, in the previous segment, you gave us your best Pollyanna report about how long it's going to take for the economy to recover. I'm almost curled up in a fetal position now after that report, Doug. But I want to say one thing, and I want to set you up with a question. First, I do think that we should all realize, and I mean this with all my heart, as sincerely as I can say it, there are forces in America today, inside our borders, many of them inside our institutions, who are so committed to making sure that President Trump doesn't get reelected. And now what I just said is not an endorsement of the president. It's just a fact. They're so committed to making sure he doesn't get reelected that we now know there are no bounds. There are no boundaries beyond which they won't go to make that happen. And to the degree that takes a toll on the economy, that's okay with them too. There are people who absolutely do not want this economy to recover before the election day, and they're going to do everything they can to prevent that from happening. And Doug, that's a scenario I've never seen in my life before, where no matter what happens, we have to make America be as ugly and hateful and as dysfunctional. We have to do whatever we can to make that happen. And that's something I think we have to put in our foresight for our businesses. What do you think?
I agree, Jim, but I think the damage has already been done. Got to keep in mind, and people don't have to take my word for it. They can look inward. This is a consumption economy. We've been a consumer-driven economy for many, many, probably decades at this point. All right, think about it. How quickly are people going to make large purchases, or anytime soon? How quickly are people going to go back to restaurants, entertainment venues?
That's the big part. Wherever we are, the sporting events, people don't realize how much of an economy the sports and the arts are to our economy, like you were saying.
Exactly. All right, so our consumption is going to be drastically reduced.
And maybe,
regardless
and maybe
how
never
quickly
return.
Everything opens.
Maybe never return to the levels it was in some cases.
Right. So we are going into a major depression. That's deflationary.
I don't right? really. You're calling it a depression? You think that?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I do.
Yeah, I don't think I agree with that. But go ahead.
The benefit, the silver lining, if you will, to a deflationary depression is it allows government and the Fed to print unlimited amounts.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Which they've done. And I have to say, as much as I disagree with you about the depression thing, there is evidence to support what you're saying because of what the Fed's probably going to do today, and that's talk about moving to zero interest and maybe even negative. Some people are talking negative interest, which is unprecedented here. Go ahead.
I agree. But it's almost what they have to do. They're going to use money for monetary bailouts, but keep in mind, that's not stimulus. That's just keeping everyone okay.
Right.
All right? But then they will start with fiscal stimulus, and that will be trying to get the infrastructure projects going and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to, and they'll have the backdrop of the worst economy in decades, mm-hmm. all right, in which to print their way out of this. And the printing will not be inflationary for several years.
For a long time.
Right?
Our grandchildren will be paying for that, though, won't they?
No, I expect after we stabilize and after the the worst of the Depression, we'll go into a stagflation, where the economy just is stagnant, but inflation starts picking up.
Well, we've seen that model before. That was the 70s model. I was there, and you were there.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna quibble with you over that part because I haven't taken it out that far, but I don't think we're gonna do the Depression thing. I think there's too much better communication. Supply chains are much more elastic and responsive. The reason I don't think there's gonna be a Depression, I'm convinced, and I'm gonna talk my next guest and I'm gonna talk about the supply chain thing. I'm convinced that this is going to not reshore, not globalization, but hemispherical. I think we're going to have hemispherical recovery in the Western Hemisphere. I think this it's going to bring manufacturing and a lot of things back. I'll give you the last thoughts.
I agree with you, Jim. Except that takes time, and it will take years for those supply chains to come back home.
I think what you and I, the only thing you and I have a difference in is I think it's going to be quicker. I think we're going to have a tough time, but I think it's going to recover quicker than you. I think that's the only thing you and I disagree on. Go ahead, finish.
Well, there's many things that could come out of this. All right. First off, we know that people will be working from home more permanently.
That's true.
That experiment that most of the country's companies were afraid to try,
right,
has been forced upon them, and they realized it works.
A lot of great beards have had to say it's okay to work from home. Hey, Doug, I need your website quickly, please.
DougObey.com.
O-B-E-Y. Hey, Doug, good job today. Come back soon. We'll see you next time. Doug Obey, ladies and gentlemen, also known as Pollyanna.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.